Today, we're broadcasting live from New York. So right now here it is Monday afternoon, New York time, but it is Tuesday morning in Sydney and it's Melbourne Cup Day.
Oh yeah. It is. 11 o'clock tonight we'll be able to watch the Melbourne Cup boys, but I suppose the most important thing is to talk to someone who knows what they're talking about when it comes to racing. And of course, we've got our very own Richard Friedman, Sky Racing and Channel 7, and also Triple M on the Dead Set Legends. Rich, how are you this morning, mate? And what do you think we should put $1, $2, $5? Because everyone has a bet on Melbourne Cup Day.
Good morning, Gussie. Well, good morning here. Good afternoon to you. You're the one who's been doing the racing lately. Although I'm not sure 6.5 hours qualifies as racing, doesn't it?
It's a fair point. It was a battle the whole day, mate. But what about the Savo?
Okay, this afternoon, Melbourne Cup at 3 o'clock, race 7. And look, it's the toughest race. There's probably 6 to 8 genuine chances in the race, but unless you're going to take a big first four and put them all in, which is what I do, you're going to have to pick out a couple and have a bet. I've gone with number 5, Protectionist, because I think this German horse is a really strong contender. He's had a run out here in Australia. I love a European horse that's had a run in Australia. He ran well. He's been very quiet down at Werribee where they stay in the quarantine centre. No chatter about him having problems, so that's all good too. So that's number 1 for me. Number 2, the Japanese horse Admiraki. Look, he's the best horse in the race, no doubt. 58.5 kilos. Don't worry about that weight. He'll carry it with ease. He's a huge brute. But the only thing with him is he can throw in a bluey from time to time. And you just can't predict when it'll happen. I'm just hoping it doesn't happen today. The third horse I'm going to put in is Lucia Valentina. She's a small mare, and she's drawn an inside gate. Now, that's a bit of a problem because she could get a bit of a buffeting, but her form's been perfect for this race. She's just got to run the 3,200 metres. That's the slight risk with her. If you're going to put in a roughie outside of that, an English horse called Mutual Regard, he's going well. There's once again, no chatter about him, but he hasn't had a run in Australia, so he's a bit of a mystery.
Protectionist, you said the big German horse. Look, Rich, the Europeans can lack that turn of foot sometimes, and the big fields, they find that a little tricky as well.
No, that's exactly right, Matty. They'll do that, but this horse does seem to have a turn of foot, just enough, and the big straight at Flemington will help him. The only risk with him for me is he's being ridden by Ryan Moore, who's had a couple of rides in Melbourne Cups before and slaughtered both of them. Ryan, who is a champion jockey in the UK and everywhere else in the world, has just got to bring his A game today, and that horse will be hard to beat.
Richie, most ever overseas horses in this year's Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, I think it's the most since 2011. I think we might have equaled the record. And with the scratching of Cavalryman, I don't know if you guys have got that yet. He's been scratched, Cavalryman. So it might just drop it down to second highest. But it's a lot of horses. You know, these FIFO horses that fly in and fly out. You know, the local trainers say, oh, they take our prize money. But it does add a dimension to the race that wasn't there before.
Sure does.
Big time.
Sure does. Yeah.
All right, well, we cannot wait for it. Richard Friedman from Sky Racing, Channel 7, of course, the Dead Set Legends on Triple M as well. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Richard.
My pleasure. Have a great time, guys.
See you, Richie.
Thank you. It's the Grill Team live from New York. It's 17 past 8.